The board of directors of Hewlett-Packard will hold an emergency meeting this weekend to discuss the current crisis at the company. Earlier this week, HP acknowledged that investigators hired by the company used a practice known as pretexting to get a hold of the phone records of directors. They were looking into leaks of corporate information to the press. HP's chairman, Patricia Dunn, tells the Wall Street Journal that she was appalled to learn what was going on. And the company now says the same tactic was being used to get journalists' phone records as well.
John Markoff is one of those reporters whose information was targeted in the probe. He's a technology reporter for the New York Times, and he joins us now from San Francisco. And John, before we get to the actual targeting of the journalists, first, explain this practice that was used to obtain the information, something that's called pretexting.
Well, pretexting is a word that I don't use. I've always used the word social engineering. Other people call it lying. I guess that's the sort of bluntest way to describe what happened. You pretend that you're someone else to obtain information.
So you call the phone company in this case?
In this case, someone apparently went to the phone company, and I have heard that they pretended that they were me and were able to obtain my phone records.
Now, does this require a special skill, or does this reveal perhaps how vulnerable we all are?
Well, a special skill would probably be acting. To my mind, the really terrible thing about social engineering is it exploits the human propensity to try to help people. And the people who are experts at social engineering are really wonderful at pulling on people's heartstrings and coming up with great excuses of why, the dog ate my homework and can you really help me out? And people like to be helpful. And as a result, information disappears. And this has been, a tried and true technique used by computer hackers and others for a long time. And it's used by professional PIs, in this case, to get information.
Now, beyond you, who else was targeted in this probe? What other journalists?
Well, there were reporters at the Wall Street Journal, reporters at CNET, which is an online website news service, and I would assume perhaps Business Week, but I'm not sure.
And what do you all have in common? You all covered HP?
We were all writing about HP and some of the struggles going on at the board level in 2005.
And do you know what they might have been looking for particularly?
Well, I think very clearly they wanted to know who was talking to reporters who were covering the story, and they suspected that it was either a board member or an employee, I imagine.
What were you reporting on that would have made you a target of this probe?
Well, in late 2004 and 2005, HP's chief executive, Carly Fiorina, was under increasing pressure because HP's business was in deep trouble. And there were board meetings in which, her role at HP was at risk. And reporters were trying to find out what the company was going to do. It was a great business story. She had been a very visible CEO when she came in, and she had had this bold strategy for sort of remaking this company's business, and it didn't appear that it was working out very well. So it was a good business story.
Now, you were reporting on Carly Fiorina and HP. You have not, as I understand, been reporting directly on this controversy. Since you've now been drawn into it, I imagine it's a little bit difficult to sit on the sidelines. You probably want a piece of this story now.
Well, my personal reaction to this is that this is a very strange event for me because I grew up in Palo Alto, California, and I actually went to school all the way from kindergarten with Bill Jr., Bill Hewlett's son. I played occasionally at the family house when I was a kid. And it gets even stranger because Patty Dunn, the chairman of the board, gave the eulogy at my uncle's funeral. My uncle Nate worked for Barclays at the end of his life. So this is an odd event for me.
You mentioned Patricia Dunn. She has said that she has no plans to resign. And given the anger over this among the board members and now the press and the evolving information about this probe, do you think she's going to weather the storm?
It's difficult to speculate. I think that this is going to get worse for HP before it gets better. There seems to be a lot of anger. I think it's interesting that she's taking this position that she had no responsibility because she didn't know what was going on. And we'll see if that's a workable explanation, particularly from a company like Hewlett-Packard, which had this really remarkable tradition of corporate responsibility and behavior toward its employees over a long period of time.
John Markoff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
John Markoff is a technology reporter for the New York Times.